Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
They're a lot friendlier to me. Thank you for joining us this morning. And hopefully get my slide up here. Last week when Pastor Kevin got done with the sermon, one of the kids came up to him and said, "When I get older, I'm going to give you some money." Kevin said, "Why?" It said, "Because my dad said, you're the poorest preacher we've ever had." When Pastor Kevin heard that, he laughed and he said, "All right, wait until next week. Here I am." So, hope y'all are ready and good to go. All in good fun. I love hearing Pastor Kevin's messages. I do like making fun of him too a little bit. We like to go back and forth. But this morning, we're going to be talking about Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. And 1 or 2 years ago, I actually preached on the same passage, and I talked about us working together, the different parts working together. And I had a lot of focus on everybody needing to step up and be part of the church. And I kind of felt like God was leading me to speak on this passage and focus more on the unity today. So we're going to be diving deep into Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. So if you'll join me in a word of prayer and we'll get going. Oh, and kids, be ready. I know we haven't had a kids moment yet, but it's going to be during the sermon, so I'm going to need your help here in just a few minutes. So be ready, all right? Let's pray. Lord, just thank you so much. For the people you've gathered here today. Lord, may we be united in you, united in our salvation. Everything you have ever done, Lord, is out of love for us. Help us appreciate that. Help us take that serious. Help us put your will above our own. It's your name I pray, Lord. Amen. So we got Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. We're going to kind of break this down into some different chunks, and we're going to talk about those after we read through them. So we're going to read the first three verses here. It says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of spirit and the bond of peace." So the first thing I want to do is, a lot of times when I get to these passages, I realize as I was preparing for this message, when we get to a long list, sometimes I just kind of gloss over those words because we hear them a lot. We hear patience a lot. We hear humility a lot. We hear gentleness a lot from Paul. And so all these things you hear over and over, and sometimes I find that I just kind of cruise right by. And so I want to share with you some definitions that the commentaries had for these things, because I don't want us to cruise over these today, because when we're talking about unity, these are important parts of unity. And so we have humility. It's putting someone else's best interest above our own. Okay, so we're putting somebody else's best interest above our own. When we want something a certain way, we get passionate about it, right? Humility is when we're okay stepping back and letting somebody else get their way. Gentleness. I love this definition. Renouncing harshness. Okay? It's not that we can't disagree. It's not that we can't have a different opinion. It's that we renounce harshness. When we're talking to somebody, we're talking to them in love. We're talking to them in respect, in a calm manner. All right? Patience. Saying no to the tyranny of our own agendas, right? A lot of times when I'm starting to get impatient, It's because I got something to say, and I'm just waiting for my turn, right? I'm not listening to what they're saying. I'm ready to pounce in with what my opinion is, what my thoughts are. And then love. I love here, it says, bearing with one another. A better translation might be putting up with one another. All right? There are going to be times where we don't want to stay in the same room with somebody. Like now, Kevin's already tired of this message. One joke and he's done. But we have to put up with each other. It's a struggle. It's not something that we're always going to be, oh, hey, how you doing? Happy you go. Sometimes it's going to be effort. It's going to be work. Okay? Love is bearing with each other, putting up with each other. We're going to get tired of each other sometimes. That's okay. But we need to push on in love and gentleness and humility with patience as we're doing this. I love 3. It says, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So, as I said, we're going to be talking a lot about unity. Kids, I warned you, any kids that would like to come up and help me, now's the time. We're going to be right down here on the floor. All right? All right. And I need you guys, let's see, we'll do, form a line right around this rope here somewhere. You want to go right on over there? Thank you. Man, a lot of helpers today. This is awesome. All right. So I need you guys to line up right along here. Okay? Perfect. Okay. I'm going to give each of you a tube. All right. Olivia, you want to come up here? I need one more. Yeah, you do. Come on up here, Olivia. Give her a round of applause. Okay. All right, so for a few years, I worked at a summer camp, and I was the recreation manager. And so my job sometimes was literally playing games with people, but the games always had a point. I couldn't just do board games like I love. We do field games and team building, unity building activities. And this is one of my favorites. So what you guys are going to do is you're going to hold your pipes, okay? And I want you guys, let's see, to get this golf ball without touching it with your hands, without letting it hit the ground, I want you guys to get this golf ball over to this bucket, okay? No, Mr. Berkey, you cannot have the golf ball when we're done, okay? All right. Strata, all right. So they have the right idea. So is your pipe currently going to make it down there? You got to start with where Larissa's a good starting spot. So when I put this in there, what's going to happen? What's going to need to happen for us to get to that bucket? Yeah. So when the golf ball gets by your tube, you're going to have to move on to the end. All right. Now I'm going to tell you, if I put this golf ball, I'll show you real quick. Larissa, you're going to put your shoulder back, because that golf ball is going to shoot out real quick. All right, you ready? Watch how fast this is going to go, okay? I just want you guys to get a... Oh, stopped right there. That's all right. Okay. It's going to go pretty quick when it connects the tubes, all right? So you guys are going to have to move. All right, let me have the golf ball. I just wanted to show you a little bit of the speed when it gets going, all right? So when I drop this, when Olivia feels that it's out of her tube, she's going to go and connect to Larissa's tube. So Larissa, you're kind of blocking her right now. You might want to step on this side. Maybe that'll help. Okay, that works. All right, are you all ready? Okay. Go. Oh, too fast. You got to be faster, Olivia.
I think I have my crocs on speed mode.
Yeah, you got them on speed mode? All right, back down here, Olivia. Yeah. Where are you? All right, so... you might want to flatten your tubes out a little bit, all right? You ready? Because this is a team. All right, They got held up. All right, this works, this works. Okay, move on down, move on down.
It raised my hand, but the goal is stuck.
All right, hit her hand, so we got to start over. Oh, hit the ground.
I was trying to, like, move.
Yeah, that's all right. Takes a little bit of practice, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to give you all a suggestion, okay? There's six of you. This is going to be a little easier if you alternate. So if you turn around and come this side, and if you turn around and come this side, and put your pipes just like there, and Larissa, if you... Okay, it's going to be easier for you guys to move in and out. Well, that's okay. It'll still work. You're just rolling it through, okay? Doesn't have to be watertight today. All right, y'all ready?
Yep.
We'll do that next week, all right? Oh, no! It fell out backwards. All right, line up again. That's all right. All right. You guys can go up to them. There we go. Okay. So some of you had a nice trick where you kind of tilted it up and waited for everybody to get down there. That's something you could do. Oh, no!
No,
all right. Let's get lined up here again, and I'm going to show you guys a little trick, all right? Okay. So you two, when it gets to you, you're going to get on the side. When you're holding it like that, Larissa, you're actually going to be hurting the process. So if you guys kind of have yours up just a little bit, what's going to happen when it gets right here? No, it's going to stay right in the middle. You see that? Can you feel it? It's right in the middle. So if you guys hold it there, and let them get on the side of you, and then start it again, you guys can get a little bit more progress, all right?
Okay.
All right. Okay. This is going to go super fast, y'all. You might want to lift it up a little bit. There you go. All right, y'all ready?
I got it!
Oh!
I thought I had it there.
All right, let's try it. We're going to try it two more times here, all right? Y'all ready?
How about you join in?
Well, I don't have a pipe. And it's more fun to torture you. You're good. You're good, all right? All right. I have a feeling it's going to fall right back out to me. There we go. All right, here we go.
Wait, she had it in her too.
All right. You guys are in such a hurry. It's okay. Take a little time. Okay? That's all right.
So move your tube around when you leave. Just be like, put your hand on the side.
You can't put it on the sides.
No, because if it touches.
Yeah, you can't touch it, remember?
Oh, yeah. Just put it like here and be like.
But I like that you're thinking outside the box, but you're technically still touching it. So, all right. All right. We're gonna give this one more try. I said a few more. We're gonna give this one last try. All right. All right. You want it down just a little, okay? Y'all ready? Okay.
I can't get it out.
Oh.
You're so
close. All right.
I'm gonna get it out.
Good job, y'all. Like, go ahead and put the pipes right up here. Yeah, give them a round of applause. I have had grown adults who cannot do as well as you. Seriously. So, stay up here for just a second. Yeah, y'all just started running away. I got one more thing, all right? Okay, get up in your line. You can spread out a little bit here. You can spread out as long as the rope is, okay? So, there's that. Oh, you want to give him the end? All right. Everybody grab the rope. You're good. All right. How would you all feel? Okay. And if you don't want to answer, you can just say no or you can shake your head. There's a word up there. It says, in the bond of peace. Okay, when I read that, I was thinking bond, like I have bonded with friends, right? Over laughing, over time. When Paul's writing that, he's not talking about a bond with your best buddy. He's talking like, if I had tied you all to that rope, and you were tied to this rope, I'm not going to tie you, don't worry, but if you were tied to this rope from today until the day you died, and you all couldn't leave the rope, I want to know how you feel about that, okay? How would you feel? Bad? Okay. Oh, I didn't give the sound guys enough time. Here we go.
Mad.
Bored.
Definitely bored.
Bored.
I would try to kill that person. You would hunt them down.
You would hunt that tied. Okay, you would hunt that person down that tied you up.
I'd be a little disappointed.
Disappointed. Stuck to the rope. Yeah. So when we read the word bond of peace, we are tied together in the body of Christ. We don't have a choice. We are in it together. It's not like that buddy-buddy bond. Like, it is in a way, but Paul, the way he's writing, he's talking about if we grabbed this rope and we never let go again. You guys are already getting antsy, aren't you? All right. Thank you very much. You guys can go have a seat. You try to untie it? If that wasn't an option. Thank you. Give them another round of applause. They did awesome. There's another stair there. So when we read this passage, bond of peace, we are together. Once you trust in Christ as your Lord and Savior, we are together whether you like it or not. So, Pastor Kevin, here you go. We're together, buddy. You're stuck with me. How's that feel?
Bad.
Sad.
Sad.
Mad.
Boring.
The bond of peace is something that we can't break away from, as hard as we try, as hard as we might. And the reason that we can't break away from it is because that bond is formed in salvation. We're going to read verses 4 through 6 in chapter 4 here. And it says, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. One. Over and over and over again. It's talking about salvation. Salvation because of our one Lord. Salvation because of our one God. One Father. We are bonded together, whether you like it or not. Salvation is the key to what unites us together. That's where it starts. That's the end goal. Salvation is what unites us together. Going on in verses 7 through 10, it says, but grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. And saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had to descend, or he descended into the lower regions the earth. He descended. He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Going on to verse 11 through 13, it says, it's going to talk about the gifts that it was just talking about in those verses, or some of them. It says, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unity is not uniformity. Okay? Unity is not uniformity. We are not all gifted the same. We don't look the same. We definitely don't act the same. A lot of you are like, I don't want to act like Joe. And I understand that. Okay? Unity is not uniformity. And it cannot be achieved on our own. You see, Paul lists all these different gifts, or all these different positions that are in the church, and ways that you can give gifts to the church by serving in. Because he wants people to realize it doesn't mean that we agree on everything. It doesn't mean that we all have the same gift. But it goes back that we have one salvation. So when we start talking about changes or doing things differently, our focus needs to be on the salvation that we share, not the changes that are going to come. Our focus is on being united in Christ, not what something looks like. Our goal is unity and maturity in Christ. That's what unity is all about. And we can't do that alone. That's the hard part for me. If I can only work on this project alone, it will come out just the way I like it. Right? But where's everybody else in that? We are in this together. We can't do it alone. And our unity comes first from salvation. We need to not worry about so many differences that don't matter. We need to focus on the one salvation that does. We need to focus on God, what He's calling us to, and continue to unite together with our differences for our one goal, salvation. Unity is so important, especially if you haven't noticed, we've had a lot of changes going on. We have a lot more coming up. It's important that we come together in our salvation to work towards what God is calling us to do as a church. Verse 14 tells us, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Again, I want to point out, this is not as individuals. This whole passage is about us together as a body of believers. So not being tossed to and fro, that's together. We are tied, we are bonded. And we need to stay tight, we need to stay together in unity. Verse 15 and 16 finish out the passage. It says, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Speaking the truth in love grows us and matures us in unity in Christ. Speaking truth can be hard. Oftentimes when we avoid speaking truth, I liked what one of the commentaries said, most of the time it's because of one of two things. It's pride. It's not wanting to admit when we're wrong. That was a slap in the face as I was preparing for this. And sometimes it's out of laziness. Because we don't want to put the time and the effort to speak truth into somebody's life. Because we're worried about how much time it's going to take to do that in love, to do that in comfort and gentleness and humility with patience. But moving forward, we have to be truthful with one another. We have to do it lovingly. In love. Everything we do, all of our actions. It's okay if we're not uniform. It's okay to have different opinions, but when we speak those opinions, we need to speak them in love. That's what's going to help us grow together. That's what's going to unite us as a church in Christ. That's our end goal. We want to be united together, growing and maturing as the body of Christ. So there's three things I want you to take away from today. My three points would be: salvation is what unites us. It all starts with our relationship with Christ. I thought it was interesting. Paul, when he's writing this passage, is talking ethically and morally. Okay? It's not something that if you can do it, it's that we're called to do it. You see, Christ first loved us. This is our response to that love. It's constantly working towards unity. It's a moral issue. It's an ethical issue. Unity is not uniformity. We cannot do this alone. That's not how God designed us. That's not what God wants for us. That's not who He's calling us to be. That can be hard because we can hang our hats on our personal spiritual lives. But we need to start be thinking about, how are the others doing around me? What can I be doing to help those in the church? What can I be doing to promote unity, togetherness, oneness through salvation? And maybe the hardest one up there, speaking the truth in love, putting our agendas aside, putting what we want aside, thinking of what is best. Not what we want, but what is best. But speaking truth in love grows and matures us in our unity of Christ. This whole passage is us going together corporately, moving forward in love, because Christ first loved us. So when we lose patience with somebody, trust me, that happens with me a lot. When I lose patience, when I'm not humble, when I'm not loving in what I say, when I'm not gentle in my approach, I'm not honoring Christ's sacrifice for me. How are you doing with that? And when I'm not checking in with you guys and seeing how you're doing with that, when I'm not walking alongside with you, I am failing. So this is something we need to be checking with each other. In love, how are we doing? How is our unity here as a church? Are we united in our salvation? Are we united with where we're going? Are we loving and respectful with how we treat each other? Because that is what's going to make the biggest difference here. Let's pray.